Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, my name is Ava. I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. Roland, you said that today's program is about having the courage to be yourself. I know that you like quotes from famous people. Do you have a quote you'd like to share with the audience to begin today's show?
Yes, I do. I'd like to share with you the words of Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computers. In his commencement address to Stanford University, June 12, 2005, these words of his are famous, but they continue to resonate with people everywhere. Here's what he said. He said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." Those are such beautiful words. Have the courage to follow your own heart and intuition. But here's something else he said that a lot of people don't know. At the end of the address, he was talking about something that had been called the Whole Earth Catalog. It was popular when he was a young man. And he said that it was really cool, but then it came to an end. And on the back cover of their final issue was a photograph of an early morning country road. He said, the kind you might find yourself hiking on if you were so adventurous. Beneath it were the words, "Stay hungry, stay foolish." Steve Jobs said it was their farewell message as they signed off. Stay hungry, stay foolish. And Steve Jobs ends his commencement address with these words. And I have always wished that for myself. And now as you graduate, to begin anew, I wish that for you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm 75 years old and I resonate with that. And I want you to know that God wants you to be yourself. Christ said, "Blessed are they who seek, and blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness." And what is righteousness? It's being in right standing with God. It's living the way He wants you. And what does He want for you? He wants you to be yourself. He made you to be yourself, and He wants you to be yourself. And then, when you're yourself, like David was himself, he was an independent kind of a guy, like Moses was himself, and like Jesus was himself, He wants you to be yourself. And then, when you've developed some guts, and some talents, and some ideals, then maybe He'll say, "Hey, that's the kind of person I can bring into my kingdom. That's the kind of person I can make use of."
Beautiful words, and thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Stronger Than the World. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Shakespeare said, "And this above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man." So you have to be true to yourself. And so how do you do that? You have to find yourself and be yourself. Leo Bascaglia said something I'll never forget. He said, "The hardest battle you are ever going to have to fight is the battle to be just you." Why? Because people don't want you to be just you. They want to shape you and mold you and build your character and motivate you and do something to you. And when you react to them, you get angry at them, and you lose confidence, And before long, you start to think, yeah, you lose yourself, and then you follow them. And then you're extra lost. So you got to be yourself. Anybody who's ever been anything and done anything has been themselves. So here's what. Now, what did Christ say? He said, seek, and you will find. And he said, blessed. So you got to seek for the right way. Christ said, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. And what is righteousness? It's right standing with God. It's living rightly in God's eyes. And what is that? First thing he wants you to be is yourself and find your own, what he wants you to do. And be whatever that is and find your way. And then at some point, you'll also begin to find him, or he will find you. He likes an independent person. Remember, he loved David. David said, hey, I'll fight Goliath. Remember, Daniel was this independent. Moses, he threw everything away. He could have been a Pharaoh. He was living in the Pharaoh's mansion. He threw it all away so he could be with his people. You will have the opportunity to choose, to willingly choose to serve God. But in the meantime, you got to be yourself. And yet, of course, you got to be like the Boy Scout. You got to be fair and honest and not tell lies and all that stuff. But that's also being yourself. And then at some point, God may be able to use you to do something good for his kingdom. May it be so.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851.
Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I would like to make a very special program for you, a program for the ages. I would like to encapsulate everything you need to know to get started on your way back to God. Now, all your life, you have struggled and strained and tried, often to please other people. And you thought that by pleasing them, especially if they seem to be good people or proper authorities, like your parents, for example, or your boss or teachers, you thought that if you could please them, you would be doing the right thing and it would lead to something really good. Well, sometimes it does lead to good things. You know, if you work hard in high school and do things properly and don't lie and cheat and steal and rob and take drugs, then you're likely to end up in a better place than if you hang out with a gang and take drugs. But there seems to be something more to life than pleasing people and getting a good job. There seems to be, you know, and meeting someone and getting married. Those are all a part of life, but there has to be more to it. We know that there has to be more. And if you don't find the more part, whatever that is, then you get stuck. Now, a lot of us, we like what we hear when we go to church or when we read the Bible or when we hear someone who seems like a nice person speaking about spiritual things or about the Bible. We like what we hear. And so We would like to have that. Well, we do like other people do. And so we study a little bit and we go to church and things like that. And once again, it's very nice. But somehow, some of us feel that something more is needed. And what is needed is for you to be transformed. Now, I know that the self-help people and the New Age people, I don't know what all those things are called. I don't even know what they call them anymore. But whatever they are, they've appropriated some of those words like transformation, personal, and they've used those terms. They've almost absconded with them. So now when we hear those terms, it we either, you know, has a negative connotation to us, or we've tried it before, but it's been the wrong thing. So let me see if I can offer you some things that are going to be helpful. First of all, if you haven't found it yet, whatever that is, whatever that something extra is, you know, like one person said, you know, he's talking about someone else. He said he's Christian, but he's not Christian enough. And it's the enough part. It's the little something extra. That's what is needed. And incidentally, gentlemen, that is what your wife is looking for in you. So we get back to what I was saying before. Remember, I was talking about studying and getting good grades and getting a good job and getting married and going to church. And I talked about all those things, and I said that they're nice. They're a part of life, and they're nice. But something more is needed. Remember, I said that? Well, along the same lines, gentlemen, once you are married, your wife needs something from you. And what she needs is not more flowers or candy or more, you know, dinners out. And yeah, it's good if you have listening skills and when you come home from work, you listen. That's, you know, that's all nice. But something more is needed. And what is that more? It's that I've been talking about, that mysterious more. That's what she needs to see in you, and that's what you need to express. And she will only feel completely secure when you have that. And sometimes when she gives you a hard time, what is she looking for? She's looking for that. She would like that to appear in you. But alas, mostly you fail. Instead of having that something special that she needs, you look to her for support. See, you try to please her. You try to be nicer. You try to be more of the same old stuff that's nice but doesn't have that extra.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books on the beauty of the spiritual walk and about healing relationships? So, if you like Roland's radio show, then you will definitely want to check out his informative books, one of which is sure to help you with your spiritual walk and loving relationships.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
So, seeking, searching, that's what's needed. Because if you don't seek and you don't search, you're not going to find. See? And the people who tell you that you're wonderful just as you are, why, if you were to start searching, I'll never forget one time. I'll never forget. Okay, this is a little aside, but it's actually pertinent to what I've been talking about. I was at a corporate staff meeting, and there were several people there, and one of them there, I forget how it all came about, but he was talking about some things that he'd been doing, and then he somehow said, you know, everybody said, oh, you sure did a lot. It was amazing. And yeah, he went across country to do something, and he was away from home for weeks on end, and you know, he was able to do something really good for the corporation. But then he said, you know, I've given my life to the company, and sometimes I wonder if, you know, it's really worthwhile giving up everything for the good of the company. Something like that is what he said. And there was a silence in the room, a heavy silence. And then somebody changed the subject. They said something funny, or they said, oh, it's time for a coffee break. Or so. They changed it. They changed the subject. And then everybody was relieved and walked away or talked about something else, you see, because that was a moment of truth. And he was questioning, see what I mean, which is akin to searching. He was questioning. He was wondering. And it's that questioning. It's that wondering. It's not. So it's kind of like, you know, doubting. Doubting the way you've been going and looking for something beyond. See? And blessed is he. So what is the beyond then? What is it that's beckoning? Well, actually, I'll tell you what it is, because then I can tell you that you have to watch out for false substitutes who come along and try to mislead you. It's your conscience. It's what you know in your heart. It's your intuition. It's from God. It's wordless. There are no words. But the way of the world, see, the way of the world is very powerful, and it tempts you to doubt what you know in your heart. It tempts you to doubt that part of you that says, you know, there's got to be more to life. See, it wants you to doubt that. And the world is very powerful, it's very clever, and it has its rhetoric, and it has its institutions, and it has its music, and it has its tradition. What did Christ say? He said to the Pharisees, he said, you make the word of God not by your tradition. So they follow their tradition, see? And the way, and traditions means the way of the world. So once again, the message that I bring is not a comforting one, but I'm saying that it's the one who questions, the one who wonders. Everybody else is rushing for something, and one person kind of wonders. You know, it's that person that is searching for truth. And truth is wordless. It's what you know in your heart, but you've always doubted. See, you've doubted what you do in your heart. They call that the still, small voice. It's the voiceless voice. You've doubted it, and you've listened to the world on the outside, and you've listened to a false conscience on the inside. See, there is such a thing as a false conscience, and it's there, and it eggs you on, often with words. It talks to you in your mind, and it says, hey, you're not studying enough. You're not exercising enough. You're not reading enough. You're not giving enough money. You're not doing enough for people. See, it's always there, with false ideals, or it tells you right things, but always with some subtle pressure. There's always temptation buried in it. It often talks to you with words, and it's a pressure to your ego. Whereas conscience, intuition, what you know in your heart, is silent. It's not a pressure. Somebody once said that God rarely talks to us with words. He shines his light, and in his light you can see. The temptation is always there, and even when it tells you something that's technically correct, it's seeking to get you to follow it, to follow its motivation. Stand back from your thoughts, watch them from the neutral zone, and wait for God's light to shine upon things and make everything clear. The inspiration, the impulse, must come from above, from within and above. Wordlessly in your heart, you just sense that it's wise to do something. And you do it because you see it, you sense it, you intuit it. Wordlessly, you just sort of know, you kind of move in that direction. There is a world of difference between that and the teases, the challenges, the temptations, the pressures, the doubts engendered from with below and without. So yeah, it does actually boil down to, like in the cartoons sometimes, I don't know if you remember some of the old cartoons, there would be, somebody there, maybe it would be Elmer Fudd or, you know, some cartoon character, and there would be a little devil on one shoulder and a little angel on the other shoulder. And the little angel would be saying one thing and the devil would be saying something else. Well, you know what? It actually is like that. Into the world you came, and there are two spirits waiting upon you, two dimensions, two kingdoms, two different ways, and the one that you eventually find, or the one that claims you. Now, the world claims you from the time you're a little kid. The system claims you, doesn't it? It does, through your parents and other authorities. It claims you. But blessed is the one who questions, or the way that she's going, and searches for something else. So it's God that we need. We need him in our life. And he enters very, very gently. See, somebody once said, the devil forces you to be right, but God permits you to be wrong. God never imposes himself upon us. He makes us aware and sense. And he wants volunteers, not conscripts. Maybe you've heard that before.
Everyone has access to what they know in their heart. That wordless inner knowing is the source of truth. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. What does truth lead to? Truth has two aspects to it. The doing part requires energy. Many of you do not have courage. You know what's right, but you don't do it. You want to do the right thing, but then you second-guess yourself or try to save your hide. You must come out of your trance and into God's light. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So, searching begins with what you know in your heart. It's so small. It's so delicate. So like I've always said, I've always given the example. You're there in a delicate moment with someone in your family. One of those moments where what you do or what you say can make all the difference in the world. And an issue is raised, and you stand there, and you don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. You want to. Now, here's the key part. You want to do what's right. deep in your heart, you want to do what's right or say what's right, but you don't know what it is, and you realize something makes you see that you don't know. It's God's inner light. What you know in your heart, in your heart, you know you really don't know what is the right thing. And so you just stand there and you don't know what to say. And maybe nothing will come to you. And you say nothing, and that's what's required of you. But maybe if you're sincere, something will come to you wordlessly, and you'll just say the right thing. And it'll be right. See? Or you don't know, and you say, I don't know. But then it comes to you. Then it comes to you, and you just see clearly. You know, like when my son was a little boy, he was like, I don't know, 2 years old, and I was already looking at homeschool materials and everything. I just knew that he needed to be homeschooled. I just knew it. I just saw it clearly, and I couldn't be dissuaded. And yeah, there was a lot of opposition, a lot of opposition. My wife, for example, she was swayed by tradition and whatever everybody else has done. And she couldn't see the wisdom in what I was doing, but it all worked out really well. But the point is, sometimes you just see. Nobody else sees, or maybe somebody else does, but you see, and that's the way you go. And then you become a leader. You have vision. You've heard people speak about vision. You need to have vision, and it comes from God. So when vision comes from God, when wisdom comes from God, when conscience and intuition come from God, and when you do what you wordlessly realize because you want to do the right thing, it all begins with God and it leads to Him. So I hope this has been some food for thought for you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.